Are you tired of the endless supply of terrible storytelling? Of uninspiring, nihilistic stories that permeate most of modern-day entertainment? Are you tired of the diversity, equality, and inclusion standards that are forced upon movie creators and actors? Well, so are we. So go with us on a journey as we chronicle for you the latest news in entertainment, as we discuss the good, the bad, and the ugly of the film industry, and as we pave a way forward to see the kingdom of Christ grow and the dragon of secularism meet its end. Now, if you want to support us in our mission, please head over to patreon.com/thePowell Bros, or follow the link in the show notes. There, you will gain access to our exclusive show, The Powell Bros Mini Reviews, as well as early access to both Movie Chronicles and Movie Reviews. Now, on with the show. Welcome to the Powell Bros Movie Chronicles. We're here another week, and this week is a very special week, or it is our Christmas episode, but we also have some guests. These are our first guests, Tobiah. By the way, I'm Trent. I'm joined with my host, Tobiah Powell. Tobiah, how are you doing?
Doing good.
Good. Yeah. Feeling festive this time of year as we get closer to Christmas. And yes, we do have two guests on our podcast. Tobiah, would you like to introduce your guest?
Yep, this is my wife, Maribel.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Maribel.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Oh.
And then I have brought on my wife, Rebecca. Say hi, Rebecca.
Hi.
We're excited to discuss all things movies with our gals and do some Christmas movie rankings and talk what's going on in the world of entertainment as we usually do. So we're going to stick to a similar format as usual, but it's also Christmas themed, so we'll have Christmassy things sprinkled throughout. So, Tobiah, you want to start us off with some news?
Yeah. Well, I guess I should start. They're not our first guests. You know, BJ was on our podcast.
Oh, yeah, BJ. I forgot about BJ.
He'll be hurt. Sorry, he's BJ. One of our faithful listeners, so.
He is
probably. Yeah.
I feel terrible now. BJ, I'm very thankful for you. I forgot. I'm sorry. I have brain damage. Too many concussions.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Well, we have the new Star Wars TV show out right now. Have you watched any of the episodes?
I have not. Have you?
No.
Yay. I'm torn. What have you heard about it? Like, where are you at on that?
I don't know. I haven't heard that much, other than they referenced the holiday special in some way. Did they really? Yeah, huh. But it was like it made it more canon than like Mandalorian did when they referenced Life Day. It was something.
Yeah.
I think it was I don't know. I couldn't really figure out what it was that they were. You have to read tons of articles to figure it out, but I didn't do that.
Sure. Or we could just watch it.
That's true.
Yeah, and I didn't hear about the Life Day thing, but it's fun, I guess. Well, or like not Life Day, holiday special.
Oh, yeah. 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 What have you heard?
I've heard it's definitely for kids. It's for 5 to 12 year olds. I'm sure our oldest son would probably like it. I'm skeptical of Disney Star Wars in general. Now as I think about it, I don't think I want my kid to be introduced to Star Wars in that way. Through that show, even if it's a fun show, it sounds like it's pirates in space. Kids go on an adventure to find treasure and meet a scallywag along the way. Like it, I don't know. It seems pretty straightforward, basic, and I've heard it's not terrible. However, one guy I follow who gets access to a lot of things early. The first two episodes dropped, and then the third episode's coming out next week. He has seen the third episode, and of course, because it's Disney, because it's Disney Star Wars, the third episode, because it's Disney, because they did it with Agatha as well. The third episode is just the one where they throw all the messaging in and and whatnot. So apparently one of the kids has two moms, and they of course make a point about it and make it clear that
wow,
her moms are their moms, his her moms are lesbians. I don't know, whatever. I don't know. I don't care. I don't know how like clear it is, how straightforward it is.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. They have to put it in a kid's show. We have to know who the parents are doing things with.
Yeah, kind of ridiculous.
Kid friendly, unlike Disney. So I don't know. I probably won't watch it. I've heard it's good, ish. I mean, I've heard it's good for Disney Star Wars. Say that, which is a very low bar.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I haven't had really any interest in watching it. I forgot it was even out. I remembered actually today.
Oh, okay.
So yeah.
What show is this?
It's a new Star Wars show.
What's the name of it?
Skeleton Crew. It's about kids. So that's why it's kind of like
it's got geared towards Jude kids. Law. Mm. What do you think about it, Rebecca?
I didn't even know this was a thing.
You didn't?
Well, no, actually I did because I listened to your podcast, but I didn't know about it. Anything.
Yeah.
One of our three followers. I almost forgot BJ again. Sorry. Just
kidding. Yeah.
So, Skeleton Crew, fun. Yeah. Anything else to say about that?
No, not really.
We'll come back next week and see if any of us have watched it.
Yeah.
It's basically like they were comparing it to Goonies.
Oh, okay.
They're comparing it to Goonies in space, because that's what we want, I guess. I don't know.
Well, that's kind of what
fun, but it's basic Star Wars, or it's not. It's just kiddie Star Wars.
Yeah. Yeah, they were kind of doing that even before it came out. Was comparing it to Goonies.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
So, so who's excited for Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince of Bel-Air? Harry Potter and the Black Magic Stone. Harry Potter and the Prisoner.
They cast
anyone
a black, or they're probably casting a black guy to play Snape.
I was going to announce.
I'll see.
Harry Potter and the Deathly Watermelon. I have some other ones, but I'm not allowed to say it on the internet, so I'll tell you when we sign off.
Patreon.
British actor. Yeah, I'm Patreon. Well, I think they can kick us off there too, but anyway,
less likely.
British. That's likely. British actor. I don't even know how to pronounce. Yeah. Pa Essiadu. I don't know. I'm butchering his name. I'm sorry. Not sorry. Has been offered the role of Professor Snape in the Harry Potter TV show. And this guy is about as black as black can go. And he looks very somewhat flamboyant in pictures I saw. I don't know how he is as an actor. I don't even know what he's been in. But he's been offered the role. Tobiah, what are your thoughts?
It doesn't really surprise me. I mean,
but it's dumb. But J.K. Rowling said they're going to be true to the books.
J.K. Rowling commented on it?
Well, she's has creative control over this whole show.
Oh,
this
really?
This is her child. This is her thing.
Weird.
I don't know. What do you think, Rebecca? Do you want a black Professor Snape that is in love with Lily Potter and dies a heroic-ish death. And, yeah.
I just feel like it's disrespectful to, what's the guy that played Snape?
Alan Rickman?
Is it Rickman?
Alan Rickman.
I'm pulling a Trent and forgetting the actor's
name. Alan Rickman. Pulling a Trent?
Yeah.
No, I don't like that. And if he's cast as that, I probably won't watch it.
Yeah.
Why is she saying that he's black in the book?
No, he's not. Like, she has drawn sketches of him. His description in the book is that he's like a pale, scrawny, long black-haired man.
Yeah.
Like, he's white in the books. Like, he's always been white. Just says, well, she did this with Dumbledore. She decided after the fact that, yeah, Dumbledore is gay. So we'll make this movie and make it clear that he has a gay relationship with Grindelwald. So, I don't know. And so now, after the fact, she's like, I'm going to decide that Snape's going to be black because that's what I imagined in this fantasy TV show set in Britain.
That's ridiculous.
Whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, that's it's going to be.
I mean, he's pretty. Never mind. It's ridiculous.
Well, yeah, you're already seeing things like this. They're going to make Dumbledore super gay in the show.
Oh, yeah, I thought about that today. I was like, oh, you know they're going
to... Yeah. So it's just going to be a terrible show.
Him and Hagrid, you know, I always thought they had a thing.
That's gross.
I mean, I guess Hagrid does find himself a lady, but... Yeah. I just can't wait till they get rid of the redheads in the movie and... swap them with black actors.
Well, this is going to be just
or blonde-haired, blue-eyed people.
I mean, have you seen like how bad of reception The Office Australia has gotten?
No, I've not.
It's bad. Got a 4.5 on IMDb.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. Is it out?
I don't know. I don't know if that's early stuff or not, but
I don't know. I don't know what's up with the British TV and race and gender swapping everyone, because Doctor Who was the first one.
The UK is like the gayest place on earth right now. So
what's the gayest place on earth?
UK.
Oh yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah.
Shows and entertainment, and that's what's coming to Hollywood. Oh, wait, it's already here.
Yeah.
And some people are saying, like, oh, J.K. Rowling, she's spoken out against transgenders and, you know, says that, you know, women should be women, men should be men, and, you know, she seems to be pretty based, right? And what most people are forgetting is that, no, she's still a leftist lunatic. Like, she still holds the leftist principles. She's full blown liberal, and she just happens to have one opinion that all the rest of the liberals disagree with,
mm-hmm.
and of course they villainize her for that. They trash her and condemn everything that she does because of one view that she disagrees with them, which is why the left will always eat itself apart. It's cannibalistic, yeah. And it doesn't last.
Yeah,
it's fruitless. It's a culture of death.
Yeah. So.
Right, Rebecca?
Yes.
Right, Maribel?
Yes.
You guys... All right, so, okay, so he was offered the role. So say he turns it down. Like, I think he should. Like, this will ruin this guy's career. Because... the moment that they officially cast him, the show's done. Mm-hmm. It's not going to succeed. It's not going to be successful because you know that that's just one piece in the whole puzzle that they are constructing, putting together for a Harry Potter show for modern audiences. A modern audience that doesn't care about this, that doesn't want this, that doesn't need this. that's not going to support this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to fail. And so this actor, he's going to ruin his career if he takes this role. So if I were him, I would, you know, of course say, you know, you guys are ridiculous. I am not Snape. Please find someone else. And turn it down. Because if he accepts it, then that's, I mean, he just, and of course they're doing this to set up the accusations. We're all racist because we don't want a black Snape. And we hate black people. We're not colorblind. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Same old jargon. They're setting it. They set you up for this. But it's like Warner Bros. Is one of the, next to Disney, they're one of the stupidest companies out there.
Yeah.
In the film industry, at least.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, the only thing good
that's Adam Driver should play Snape.
The only thing that's good that's coming from the War of the Rohirrim are the popcorn buckets.
Yeah. Those are popcorn buckets. Those, the Warhammer. So I guess AMC and Regal are both doing it.
Oh, cool.
And I mean, I'm tempted to just go. Well, I'm going to go see Kraven on opening night instead of War of the Rohirrim.
Yeah.
And I may walk in with
a Warhammer doing that
popcorn bucket.
Yeah.
What are the buckets?
Yeah, saying we got to get it to fight off the feminists.
Yeah, that's right. That thing's gonna be so awkward to carry in the theater,
what the popcorn,
especially if it's packed.
Yeah.
have you seen it, Rebecca?
No, I have not.
That's really cool. All right, I gotta show it to you.
And that's the beverage.
Right,
that's
cool. What do you gotta say?
I was just gonna say this is really weird. Like seeing it in person, because normally I'm like doing the dishes when I'm listening to you guys.
Yeah, same.
Oh, that's weird.
The Warhammer. It's a popcorn bucket. That's the mug. I mean, what?
That's weird.
Like you put the popcorn in the big hammer part, and you carry it around like a hammer.
But it's plastic, right? It's not paper.
And it's probably it's big.
Wow. Cheap plastic.
It's probably like this big.
Probably.
The mug? The beer mug?
No. That thing's probably pretty big.
Maybe. Might be.
That's kind of cool.
So, I don't know. We'll see. What do you think about all these popcorn buckets? It really started with Dune. Dune Part 2. That was kind of like the beginning of like the...
Well, they've always done different popcorn buckets. Around. But yeah, there's more of a craze.
Right, but I feel like there's been like a big shift and they've been more intentional to make like really... elaborate popcorn buckets, because every popcorn bucket I had gotten before or seen before, it was just normal bucket with a poster on the thing and then like a little figure or something on top. And then when Dune came out, they did the worm, and that became a meme, and from then on I think they've just been trying to be more creative and whatnot. It's like Sonic 3 is coming out and they're doing like a Sonic head popcorn bucket, and
that's cool.
Probably gonna get that for Rod, but it's like, yeah, it's cool. It's gets people more interested and excited, and gives some sales to the theaters.
Yeah, the theaters are definitely looking for ways to make more money too right now.
I was gonna say, if you add a handle to it, you can turn it into an Easter bucket or a Halloween trick or treat bucket. Just add a handle.
Halloween bucket, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good idea.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Carried around.
Did you see that candy? They're talking about Disney wants to bring Johnny Depp back for the Pirates of the Caribbean. Like, there's a lot more talk about it right now. Like, they're probably filming them. Yeah. It's Margot Robbie, right? That's in the...
Yeah, it's Margot Robbie's the female lead of the new Pirates of the Caribbean.
They're probably filming it right now, and they're like, yeah, this is...
Maybe, yeah.
This is trash. We need Johnny Depp back.
We need Johnny Depp. We're sorry.
Or just, I don't know, whatever.
We're sorry we fired you.
Whatever phase of the production they're in, they're probably just regretting their decision.
Here's a big bag of cash.
Yeah.
Rebecca, what do you think? What do you think about the whole Johnny Depp deal, and do you think he should come back if Disney apologizes?
No. I think they really mistreated him. I don't think he should come back, even though I would love it if he did.
Totally.
Yeah. I don't think he would. I mean.
Yeah, who knows? He's worked with Disney for so long. I don't know. It's Hollywood. He might just let bygones be bygones and just do it for the money.
Maybe.
I mean, and the fans. I know he actually does care about fans of the movie and of Jack Sparrow. So
definitely. Yeah.
So yeah, interesting. Sorry, you heard that there were reports that they were thinking about it.
Yeah, it sounds like they're essentially making plans to bring Johnny Depp back. Disney is.
Yeah.
So whatever that means, I've seen a couple articles on it and stuff. So. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yep.
There's one thing. Sometimes I never know if these things are legit. It probably isn't, but I'm going to hope it is. Apparently, they're going to be re-releasing Revenge of the Sith for their 20th anniversary this next year, like May or something.
Mm.
Which they did for Phantom Menace. I guess they skipped. I don't know. When was the 20th anniversary for? That doesn't make any sense. I think they had 25th. They had 25th for Phantom Menace. And then, I guess they're not doing anything with Attack of the Clones, but Revenge of the Sith, supposedly, they're going to do a re-release in theaters, which would be awesome, because that was the first Star Wars movie that I can never remember if I saw Attack of the Clones. I don't know if you remember. I remember when it came out. I just don't remember if I saw it in theaters, but I know Revenge of the Sith, at least, was probably the first Star Wars movie that you and I saw in theaters.
Yeah, I remember it. I even told the story of how it's like one of the coolest theater experiences when we were talking about that a few episodes ago.
Oh yeah.
Yep. I can't believe it's been 20 years. That's crazy.
Yep. 20 came out 2005.
Yeah.
So we're coming up in 20 years.
I'm sure they'll have it in theaters. That'd
be awesome.
Nice cash grab for them.
Yeah, definitely. But I saw Phantom Menace this last year, and was that this year or last year? I don't know what year it is.
Yeah,
it would have been this year, 24.
Probably.
Yeah. Yeah, it was this year. So that was a really cool experience, and I would love it if they did Revenge of the Sith. We shall see.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, so it would have been the 25th anniversary for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
So Maribel and Tobiah gave you guys a little homework. First one being, did you guys watch the Snow White trailer?
Yeah.
Yes. We did.
Maribel, what were your thoughts?
Weird, weird.
weird. Good answer.
So I'm not geeky like you guys, and I don't keep up with news or anything. And when I saw the trailer, I was surprised that the dwarves looked like dwarves, because I thought the big scandal was that they weren't and they were different stuff. But Tobiah told me that they did like a last minute thing. So that like was interesting to me. I have never seen Snow White. So looking at the trailer, I don't even like know anything. It's well, okay, don't. Okay. I am the black sheep of the family, and I didn't grow up watching movies, and I don't love, it's so shameful, I don't love movies like you guys do. I like them, I enjoy them, but.
You do know what podcast you're on, right? No,
I'm just kidding. Yes, I know. So I do enjoy them, and I enjoy your guys' reviews because it does make me think of movies differently, but I don't know, I've just. It's, I don't know. I don't even know how to describe. I enjoy them, but it's not like my favorite pastime, if that makes sense. So I think that's and right. Then the other problem is that when I really, really like a movie, I don't want to watch it again unless it's been like at least a year since I watched it. So then I forget everything, and then it's like watching it again and enjoying it all over again. So that's why I like don't remember things. So it's kind of a problem when it comes to things like this, but.
That's okay. Yeah. Well, you should watch Snow White instead The animated one.
The old one, yeah.
And not the new one. What did you think of the trailer, Rebecca?
Yeah, I have quite a bit to say about it. I second Maribel's weird. I took notes so I'd remember what I wanted to say. Yeah, so like all the like bad press she had with Disney after watching the trailer, I think she's just mad at Disney for giving her that haircut. It's so bad.
It's pretty bad. Yeah.
Now it all comes to light. That's why she's been trying to tank this movie. You don't want out people to see.
Revenge.
That's why the trailer hasn't dropped in like 4 weeks.
Yeah.
But I feel like they do a good job at like I had goosebumps, like the nostalgia. They do a good job of like doing that in the trailer. And then I remembered, I was like, no, I'm supposed to hate this movie. Like this movie's garbage. Like her name is Snow White and she's played by like a Latina girl. Her is voice she? Is like so deep.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Yeah, I looked it up because I wanted to make sure before I said it. But yeah, her voice is so deep. It's just, and then also, like in the trailer, it seems like she's going to save the prince, which I know that's like kind of what she was saying in like all the press and stuff, the interviews she was doing. So that's obviously woke and garbage. But then also, it's like, who's going to kiss her at the end? And, like, are they going to stick to that story? Is she going to need to be kissed at the end? Because someone's going to have to save her. Unless it's herself that saves herself. That'd be weird. So someone has to save her.
I can tell you exactly how it's going to end. She's going to, at the end, she's going to find out that she had the potential within her all along. And she's going to become her true self and awaken from... the apple.
They've already messed up the story so much already. They might as well just do that.
That's probably what they will. That's what they do with every female protagonist now. Same story, copy and paste.
Or it's going to be that the
even
witch
for Snow White
wasn't really evil. She just had really bad experiences. And then so she gets a softened heart and then she kisses her.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, that could be it too. Who knows?
She's gonna, or yeah, she could adopt her as like a daughter or something to make it less weird.
Why is that weird?
Adopt her as a daughter, yeah.
Well, it's basically what they did in like the Maleficent, right? In Maleficent, it was Maleficent that saved her, right? Isn't that what happened?
That was Sleeping Beauty.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh yeah, I don't know. I don't remember. I watched that movie once and forgot about it.
It was awful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Any other thoughts?
She looked really ugly when she started singing.
When she started singing. No, Tobias, she's the fairest one in all the land. Yeah.
I don't think so.
Oh, man. The casting is so weird because it's beholder. Like her, yeah, her against like Gal Gadot. Like, I don't know. It just doesn't make sense.
Does not. And the dwarves, they're like, they're nightmare fuel. It's like the Polar Express kids or something. It just
Gal Gadot as the old hag still looked better than Rachel Zegler in normal.
Yeah. Yeah, accurate. Okay. Oh boy. Yeah, whatever. The dwarves look horrendous. I can't believe they're going with that. And I mean, it had to have been a last minute change based on the rumors. Apparently it was. So,
yeah,
it was.
Yeah.
Whatever. Well, for the sake of time, we move on to my next homework assignment. Rebecca, would you like to go first? We're going to, I would
Maribel
like,
decide.
Okay. Well, either Maribel or Rebecca are going to give us their top five movies.
Tobias
and I often mention our favorite movies, and so we want to hear what our wives' favorite movies are.
I think you're going to be shocked by the ones I chose.
Maybe.
And then also I have a Christmas movie on my list, and it wouldn't be this high up on, like, my Christmas list of movies, but, like, as my list of just, yeah, my favorite Christmas movies, it wouldn't be this high up, but my favorite movies, it's pretty high up. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So my first movie is going to be Shrek 2.
I knew it.
Great. Are you surprised?
Yeah, I'm surprised that that's your number one.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Which it. One's Shrek 2? Yeah. When they go when too they far, far
like
away?
He like turns into a human.
And, oh, okay. Yeah. And he looks like Zac Efron.
Yeah, they go to far, far away. Yeah, he looks like Zac Efron.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Basically, yeah. Okay, so my number two is While You Were Sleeping, my Christmas movie.
Christmas movie.
Actually, maybe I have two. I haven't decided, actually, on my fifth movie.
Wait, While You Were Sleeping?
Maybe I have two. I haven't
Find
decided.
Out when we get there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought that was like a horror movie. It sounds like a
horror movie. I mean, there might be a horror movie called that, but it's with Sandra Bullock. It's like a romantic comedy, rom-com. I don't know.
I think it's a rom-com.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We, love that one.
I don't think we've seen it.
No.
Well, I've seen it, but I don't think you've seen it.
Mm-mm. I'm trying to decide which one to take out because originally I had 10. And then I realized I was only supposed to have 5, so I narrowed it down to 6. But I'm trying to get one from, like, every genre of movies that I like, so I think I'm just going to have to pull one out that's also, like, a romance movie. So I guess number 3 would be Pride and Prejudice, 2005.
Is that the Keira Knightley one?
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Yeah. Love that one.
We can watch that.
And then next, you've never seen that one, Maribel?
Mm-mm. I've never read the book either, but it is on my Amazon wish list for Christmas, so hopefully I get it.
I saw that.
The book, yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
We'll have to watch it together after you read it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so what number am I on? Yes. 4, right?
Yeah,
4.
I'm going to do The Chronicles of Narnia, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
All right.
That one.
You have it?
My grandpa would read. You've never seen never that seen one?
I've seen the first one.
We gotta have like a movie night.
Yeah.
We watched the first one together.
It is the
no,
first
we
one.
We did not. We were going to, but nights. We ended up not. I've seen the first one, but I'll say offline what it was like. But basically, it was a terrible version of it. Like,
oh, the BBC version?
Oh, is that the BBC one? I've always wanted to see that.
It's the British version.
Like, British version. Back in like the 80s or 90s.
Oh.
They're well beloved by a lot of people.
I don't know what I watched.
But I have heard, yeah, it's pretty cheesy. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but I love just Narnia in general. My grandpa used to read us The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe every year. And our third son is, his middle name is influenced from Narnia, so... Yeah, love Narnia. And then my last movie, number 5, is going to be Hunt for the Wilder People.
Really?
Yeah.
That's the Ricky Baker.
We need to review on this channel.
Mm-hmm. That's the Ricky Baker.
Ricky Baker.
It's your birthday.
That one was fun. I liked that one.
Sorry, that's another Taika Waititi.
I didn't know there was
Taika Waititi movie. And that's a good one.
Yeah.
I like that list.
By my list?
Yes. There's a certain movie on there that you didn't have. I'm surprised. What was number 6?
Which one?
Purple Hearts.
Yeah, that was the one I took off.
Yeah, great. No, that was a good list. Hearts. Impressed.
Thank you.
Some good movies there.
Thank you.
Maybe we'll review them someday on this show.
Do it on your Patreon so people will subscribe. You can only hear it.
Oh,
Purple Hearts. That's a movie from 2022.
It is.
Yeah, it's really good. I made Trent watch it.
Did you like it, Trent?
No comment.
It has 33% Rotten Tomatoes.
You know what?
Rotten Tomatoes.
No, it's because all of the feminists hate it because of the outcome. They try to make it a very feminist movie, and it's very like...
She becomes a trad wife.
In the end, she's basically saved by the man, and all the feminists are like, oh, they're still enemies. Sorry, that's my rant about it.
Yeah,
there you go.
Nice.
Speaking of old movies, Maribel,
go ahead.
Have you watched the old animated Lord of the Rings movies lately?
Not lately. Well, The Hobbit, I did. Just on Canon Plus.
Yeah. Yeah, that so and The Return of the King, I think.
Oh, I don't think I finished it. And Return of the King, and then the three movies are on Amazon Prime.
Oh, okay, yeah. I have the Lord of the Rings and the Return of the King on DVD. I found them both at thrift stores separate times, and I want to get The Hobbit too, but I haven't watched them in ever, but I want to.
You've never watched them?
No. I mean, I think I've watched The Hobbit. I think I watched The Hobbit a long time ago.
Like, I watched them when I was a kid.
All three of them?
I think so. I remember Return of the King specifically.
Oh. Well, then I probably watched that too. And
I'm sure I watched. I just remember one of the songs. But yeah. So I don't know.
We should watch that
and review it sometime.
A long time ago. But yeah. Well, yeah, we want to do just the whole Lord of the Rings season. Something. Yeah.
We watched the Hobbit one recently, and Trent liked it, and the rest of us had no interest in it. Yeah. It was very weird.
It's old animation. It's kind of like. So.
You should listen to the Stories Are Soul Food episode on it.
I did.
It's good.
Yeah. It was good. Definitely.
Anyway.
So, Maribel. Yeah. Would you like to give us your top five?
Sure. Well, two comments before I share. One, I did not know that there were movies in Canon Plus. So I'm going to have to keep a look at.
They have a few things. Most of their, like, the stuff that they've made are documentaries. Mm. They just released a TV show that's like a nature documentary.
Oh, yeah. I'm seeing that one.
Yeah.
Well, I started watching that.
So they have, like, stuff like that. And then they just recently got The Hobbit on there.
Okay.
And I don't know if Return of the King was there at the same time or...
I think it was the same time.
Okay. But, yeah, those... I don't know. Do they have any other, like, fictional movies?
They have a lot of TV shows, like animated TV shows.
Oh, yeah. Like, they have, like, kids shows.
Like, stuff that's public domain, like Superman and...
Oh, yeah. Oh, that all... Actually,
I
don't know if that's public domain.
I think it is. Yeah, but anyways... That's pretty much all, I think.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, they're working on some stuff. Yeah. Right now.
Well, I'll have to look better next time.
All right. What are your movies?
Wait, I wanted to say...
Sorry, yeah.
My second comment was, I've only seen one of the five of your favorite movies, Rebecca, so I will try to watch your favorite movies so that I can talk to you about them if you ever wanted to talk about it, because... But you're going to have to send me a
list. I love to watch people watch my favorite movies, so we should have a movie night. And I'll just watch you watching the movies.
Yes. My friend, Karen, an old friend, she used to make me watch movies, and she loved seeing, like, she would just watch me because she loved seeing reactions. But a lot of, like, Harry Potter, I watched because of her, and then a few, like, musicals and stuff. Like, she forced me to watch some movies. So thanks to her, I knew some movies before I meant to buy. But I hadn't.
What is the one movie on my list that you've seen?
Shrek 2.
Nice.
Yeah.
Number one.
Yeah. Shrek 2 is the only one I've seen. Yeah. Okay. So my list is kind of like, I don't know. I kind of just threw it together because they're like the ones that are most recent in my mind.
Did you look through the movies?
Yes. But the problem is that I don't remember. Like, I could really like a movie, but since I haven't seen it in a long time, I don't remember, you know? So I put Cinderella Man. That movie was very good.
Nice.
Shawshank Redemption.
So sad.
Was really good. Yeah. The Rocky movies.
Yeah.
So those three I really like. Okay, but the next two. Wait, is Cinderella
Man a boxing movie?
Yeah.
Okay. You like boxing movies?
Yeah, they're good. Nice.
Rebecca does not.
No, I like them. It's just not my favorite.
You don't like the boxing part.
Yeah, I don't like watching that part.
Yeah, that. I mean, the wives in the movies didn't like watching that part either, so it makes sense. Yeah, I didn't like that part. I just like the story of just like a man who is relentless, you know, to bring his family forward, because that's how my dad is. So I think that is just like close to my heart, because I feel like I have a dad who never gave up, you know. So
wow.
What?
Nothing.
No. I'm saying
you're not
like
a dad.
I don't think it's their dads in their movie.
No,
it's their
I know,
husbands.
But okay. Sorry. I did not mean that against you. It's just like my dad, he came from a different country, not knowing the language. Like, he had way more obstacles than you do, you know.
Yeah, no, you have excuses.
Nay. From the perspective of the kids. Okay, moving on. Okay, this fourth one is questionable, but I haven't seen it in a while. But when I watched it, it was one of the only movies that I watched it, and I actually wanted to watch it again right away. And the movie is I Feel Pretty. And it's like a chick flick. And it's just very funny. I'm sure if I watched it now, the story would be like, you know, maybe is she a feminist? I don't know. Like, there's a few things in there. But it was just a really fun chick flick. And so that was one movie that I really enjoyed and watched a lot of times. And then people who are movie lovers, like my auntie, noticed that I finally liked a movie, and she bought me the DVD. So it's like the one DVD I owned. But yeah, so I Feel Pretty. And then the fifth one was kind of hard. I just wrote Conjuring movies, because I've learned that I love horror movies. Like, I just love horror movies.
With horror movies.
Yes.
We're still watching horror movies.
No, we're not.
I finally got you to stop watching horror
movies. Yeah. Okay, we transitioned and we were watching like Horror Christmas for a while.
I had to watch Krampus.
Yes, Krampus, and I guess the Gremlins. I don't know. Yeah,
Gremlins are good.
Yeah, but it took a while to transition because I cannot stop watching.
That's funny.
So yeah, those are my five.
That's a good discussion for another day.
Yeah.
Nice. Was that five?
Yes.
Yeah. Nice. She had. Yeah.
It's a good list. Rebecca. Yeah. What do you think of her list?
I don't like scary things. So I don't know if I'd ever watch The Conjuring, but I've never seen I Feel Pretty, but I've always wanted to see it. So we'll have to add that to our movie night list.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean.
But yeah, I like your list.
I feel like people who've seen that movie would be like, really? That movie? And it's like, I don't know. It was just fun. It was just like funny and like relatable, like girl problems, you know, insecurity, stuff like that. So it was just really fun. But I do understand that there could be bad things in the story. Like, from a Christian perspective, it's like those things are not admirable. Like, you shouldn't want to be that way. So I understand that. But I think, like, overall, the story is pretty funny.
There's redeeming aspects to it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Tavai, what do you think of her list?
Yeah. That's good.
Did you know I was going to choose this?
Yeah.
Huh.
Nice.
Well, yesterday you told me of your old list, and you're like, oh, these are just movies that I'd recently seen, so I thought you were probably going to take them off, but you didn't.
No, I wish there were more movies that had good female characters, because all these movies have like good male characters that I admire, but there's hardly any movies that have like female characters that I'm like, I want to be like her. Like, she's an amazing woman, you know. She's a good wife, she's a good mother, she's I don't know, like, there's not really good female lead characters. So I have some books on my Canon Plus that I want to read, because according to Andy Wilson, there are books that are well written that have good female leads. So I'm excited to read those, but as far as movies, I don't know of any.
Mm-hmm. Well, to compile a list of movies that fall under that category, I think Pride and Prejudice is a good one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Haven't seen it.
I'm just thinking about Rebecca's list, but yeah.
Well, yeah, I was telling you there's a lot of, like, romance movies, but
I don't like romance movies.
Clearly. Cinderella Man, Rocky, Conjuring.
And I Feel Pretty. None of them are romance.
Oh, I told her Madam Web. That's a great example of a good female lead movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
I forgot about that
terrible
one.
Movie.
But yeah, but good story.
It was so good. I forgot about it.
Questionable. Go watch our review of Madam Web.
Yeah. Yep. We have a review of Madam Web.
If you're savvy.
Yeah.
Well, do we want to move into our final segment?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. So we are going to compile a tier list of our favorite Christmas.
I have some rants about The Wizard of Oz, Wicked, all that stuff. So I don't know if you want me to do those first.
You already did
that.
You did it last week.
No.
Listen, I've done some... let you rant about Rings of Power. Multiple episodes.
And Star Wars.
Okay, fair.
I did my homework this week, so... We just tonight watched Oz the Great and Powerful.
Oh, nice.
Far superior to Wicked. It's got its issues, but way better than Wicked. Wicked is trash. Oz the Great and Powerful, way better origin story for all the characters.
We didn't finish it though, so don't spoil it.
We have
it.
Like 5 minutes left, but yeah. Anyway. In The Wizard of Oz, there are other green people. The Wicked Witch is not the only green person. There's a whole army of green people in The Wizard of Oz. So why was she feeling so insecure about being green when there's a whole race of green people in canon? Like, this is the original Wizard of Oz. The amount of... research that they did for this stupid play and stupid movie is none. They didn't research even watch The Wizard of Oz. They didn't watch it. They just heard what this movie was about and like, oh, I got a great story for this. That's about all they did. And Oz the Great and Powerful was directed by Sam Raimi, which is an interesting fact.
That's cool.
Yeah.
The guy that directed the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man movies.
Oh. Kind of makes sense why James Franco was the lead in it. And
oh, yeah.
Man, he's a terrible actor, but...
I didn't think so. Okay.
What?
Oh, I don't. I guess I'm not good at critiquing. I thought he was a good actor.
There's too much James Franco in the character. I could go on about there were problems with Oz the Great and Powerful, but compared to Wicked, it is a really good movie. That's all I had. Wizard of Oz is a good movie as well. It's a good movie. Go watch it.
Yes.
Watch that, and then go watch Oz the Great and Powerful and pretend like nothing else exists.
That's a hot take.
To be fair and frank, the Wicked play was intentionally like its own thing. Like they were inspired by Wizard of Oz, but read it like it's its own story. It's not supposed to necessarily be a prequel intertwining of Wizard of Oz, but it still is. And like they take it is Oz, and you do have Dorothy, you do have the lion and the scarecrow and whatever.
Yeah.
But anyways, just
either way,
doesn't mean it's good.
Yeah, doesn't mean it's good and doesn't need to exist. And I know they based it off of the original book that The Wizard of Oz was based off of. So the original content was the book that
was
written.
Really?
And then they made Wizard of Oz.
Wasn't the play? I don't know.
Well, I don't think the play is anything like the book. I think they're just both. Like the world that is built in each of these movies is based off of the book.
Yeah.
But the book was written first, I believe.
Huh. I don't know.
Yeah. So in the 1900s, the year 1900, The Wonderful Wizard of Oz was a book written by L. Frank Baum or something like that. And that's what The Wizard of Oz was based off of. And then they made Wicked from that book, essentially. they based their right, world. They
made a book.
They based their prequel off of that book is probably what it is. Okay. So The Wicked is a prequel to the book of The Wonderful Wizard of Oz.
And then there's also a Wicked book that was inked after the play. Anyways,
but if you want to consume content that's about the Wizard of Oz in that world, probably the original book is probably decent. And
good place to start. There's a sequel to the Wizard of Oz that is super trippy and weird, but not many people have heard of it.
Yeah, but so, watch the original movie and then watch Oz the Great and Powerful. That's all you need to watch.
Do it.
All right. Tier list. Let's do it.
All right. So to finish our Christmas inspired episode, we have a list of Christmas movies. Hopefully we can get through these. And if I miss any, Tobias and Maribel, you're welcome to speak up. But starting us off with the Christmas movie of all Christmas movies, Die Hard.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, let me explain the rules. Let me go back. The rules are, we're ranking these. We're going to go each one of us will give our ranking on an S tier list. So S is the highest. It's superior. It's number one. And then we have A, B, C, D, skip E, and F. So we don't like E.
Mm-hmm.
F is the lowest. D is the next. C, B, A, S. So and this is Christmas tier list. So like, Not movies, like not like your favorite movies or the best movies. This is like, what is your go-to best favorite Christmas movies? Let's rank it, starting off with Die Hard. And we're not going to debate whether or not it's a Christmas movie, because it is.
Yeah. Who's going first?
Oh, Tobias, you go first.
Okay. Filtered, I'd give it like an A.
Fair.
Unfiltered F.
Yeah, there's one scene. Yeah. All right, Maribel, have you seen Die Hard?
No.
Maribel, yes, never you have.
That's okay.
Yes, you have.
Huh?
Yes, you have. Die watched Hard? It. Yeah.
No, you watched it.
You didn't watch it?
No. I watched some scenes, but just because I was walking by.
Yeah.
That was, what, last year? 2 years ago? Maybe last year.
We'll just say, so filtered, we'll give it an A for Tobias. And for me as well, I'm going to give it an A as well. Rebecca, do you want to break the tie? Or not tie? Or, yeah, tie. What do you want to do? You want to mess with this list?
Yeah, I'm going to be very generous and give it a B.
Okay.
I would say it is a Christmas movie, but that doesn't mean it's a good Christmas movie.
It's a great Christmas movie.
Filtered.
That's fair. All right. Jingle All the Well, so that one we're gonna put like a low A. So like on the low end of the scale.
Wait, can I change then?
Why?
That's too high.
Well, we both Brian and I both gave it an A. You gave it a B.
Maribel, give it an
A. I'm giving it a generous low A. It should be a mid A. Okay.
Well, the fact that I'm not interested in watching it, I guess I'll give it an F. No, I'm just kidding.
It's a low A. All right, Jingle All the Way.
Haven't seen it.
Me either.
Yes, you have. You've seen Jingle All the Way. We watched it. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Well, I know the movie, but I haven't seen it. Like, I don't remember. Like, I remember Arnold Schwarzenegger, but that's it.
All right, well, Rebecca and Maribel, I'm assuming you haven't seen it.
Mm-mm.
That's okay. Rebecca and I will give our ranking. I actually don't think it's that good of a movie. There's not much really to, not much redeemable about it. It's except for the nostalgia aspect of it, which does go pretty high, but I'm putting it probably a D. C or D. I don't know. What do you say?
Nostalgia wise, yeah. That's the only good aspect of it, I think. It's just a very stressful movie. It has funny parts, but I would give it a C.
Okay.
Like, I would watch it, but it's not going to be like.
I'd say C. I think C is a good one. Good place to go. All right. The Muppets Christmas Carol.
Why are you picking these movies?
What? This is a B
This is top three on my list. What? Muppets Christmas Carol? Have you not seen it? My cocaine. The Muppets.
Try it.
No.
Okay. Okay. Fine. Okay. Well, Rebecca and I will rank it. It's an S tier movie.
What?
I'd say A.
What? Really?
We'll give it a low S. It is one of the best Christmas movies of. What?
Are you guys being sarcastic? I cannot tell.
No. It's a Christmas Carol done with Muppets.
Where do you watch it?
Or when? Disney Plus.
Okay. So we're going to have to add it because now I'm curious.
You guys have to watch Muppets Christmas Carol.
Yeah. Okay.
Great movie.
Okay.
It's my favorite Christmas Carol adaptation. I'll say that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Whatever.
I like the Jim Carrey's.
Well, that one's horrifying, but we'll get to that. All right, fine. Let's do that. I was going to do another Jim Carrey movie, but we'll do that one. Jim Carrey's Christmas Carol. Where you at?
Probably S tier, maybe A tier.
All right.
Yeah.
Here. Is it animated?
Hold on. Yeah.
Is it animated?
Let me show her.
Yes.
Okay.
Here, I'll let Rebecca go.
When I watched it, I thought it was so bad that I didn't even finish it. So I would say D, but you don't have to count mine in there because it'll screw up the rating.
No, it's okay.
But it was so bad I didn't
It's probably A. Yeah.
No, if you want to say it's S tier to buy it, then I'll give it to you. Like you do what you do you.
Yeah, sure.
You're gonna give it
A. All right, S tier. What do you say? You say D?
Don't count mine.
No, I can't. Okay, fine. Well, I mean, I don't know. I'll be fair. I don't remember much of it, so I can't necessarily judge it. And I'll just judge it on the animation of the time and what they tried to do because it was all motion captured. Like Polar Express, but it was better than Polar Express as far as animation. Jim Carrey does a great job as Scrooge. I'll give it a B.
I'll give it a B too.
Put in B tier.
I go to a B.
Cool.
Yeah.
So what? So like, you know, mid A. Final.
Wouldn't that put it at like B? Didn't she say D? And
yeah, if you have two B's said... against an A.
I mean, I don't know. S puts it up pretty high. Well, I guess what did I say? I said B. What'd you say?
I never even finished it. I remember what you said. Don't count mine because I never
fine.
Even finished it.
Okay. High B.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. A Christmas Story.
Oh, you missed.
Oh, right. Grinch. No, sorry. I'm going back. Jim Carrey. Another Jim Carrey movie. The Grinch Who Stole Christmas.
Oh, I like that movie.
That's S tier. That's why A Christmas Carol is probably A for me.
Okay. Maribel, would you give it?
Jim Carrey's Grinch is definitely S. That's probably my one of my favorites.
I would say A.
A. Yeah. Nice.
What?
Would you say?
I say it's S tier.
That's it. I'm not going.
Definitely up there.
We watch it every year, but it's not my favorite. And so I'm going to say B.
Okay, well.
Do you just not like Jim Carrey?
An A and a B.
I guess we know who Ebenezer Scrooge is.
No, I actually really don't.
Yeah, you don't, yeah. Jim Carrey and Tom Hanks. Do you like Tom Hanks? I can't remember. I know your mom doesn't like Tom Hanks.
No, Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise. Never mind. The other Tom.
Not even close.
Never mind.
They have the same name.
You're like, okay, whatever. So I don't know what. So an S, an A, an S, and a B. I'd give it like high A.
Yeah. Okay.
Cool. High A. So. A Christmas Story.
Do you remember this one?
That you'll shoot your eye out.
You'll shoot your eye out.
It's like a C.
What? Really?
It's not that great.
It's so fun.
I mean, it's an older movie.
Oh, yeah. Tobias doesn't like older movies.
It's a Christmas movie.
Yeah, I forgot. Tobias hates older movies. I think it's nostalgia's sake for me. It was my grandpa's favorite. And just like watching him enjoy it was fun. It's an S. in my opinion. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Okay. I'd say A tier. Like, I'll be honest. Like, it's a go-to Christmas movie, and I wouldn't put it in my top like five, but it's up there. So A tier. Oh. And Maribel, did you give one?
No, but I'll do A as well. The first time I watched it was actually the play. It wasn't the movie. Like, I went to an actual theater, and it was the best play I had ever been to, and that's what got me interested into theater and stuff like that. And it was amazing. I just loved it. So, yeah. It makes it. Every time I watch it, I think of that time of my life where I was going to theaters a lot to watch plays.
Nice.
So, I would put it about a mid-A.
Yeah.
Just because, yeah. Yeah. Mid, low, A. Mid or low. All right. So you guys both said you didn't see that, haven't seen this, but while you were sleeping, Sandra Bullock.
What?
Tobias, you said you might have seen it.
Which one?
While you were sleeping.
Oh, no.
I put some chick flicks in here for the ladies.
I think I watched it with you guys a long time ago.
Oh, nice. I put some chick flicks, some romantic Christmas movies in here for the ladies. So, Rebecca, what would you rank this?
I would say S, but it's not my favorite Christmas movie. It's not going to be like S. So it's not S1.
Mid or low S
for
you. Mm. Cool. I don't know. Like, I don't have anything bad to say about it, really, except for it's just not for me. Mm. So, I mean, it...
Not your cup of tea.
To be honest, it's like a C-tier Christmas movie. It's not a go-to Christmas movie for me at all. So,
but Die Hard. So, I don't know.
It probably puts it, let's give it a B.
Sure.
Or an A. No.
You can say B.
No, sorry. Low A.
You can say B.
You can say high B.
High B.
High B.
Low B. High B. Okay. The Polar Express.
That's a good one. Probably S tier.
Okay.
I'd say A.
Have you done any S's?
Not yet.
They're coming.
I actually don't really like this movie. I'm going to say C.
Because it gives you anxiety. Anything with trains or deadlines or children in danger. Just don't like.
It's constant. Like, there's always something happening in that movie. It's.
Sorry. That and like the they're like soulless eyes.
Yeah, the animation is. Yeah. But it was like I said, back to the Christmas Carol. It was good for its time. It doesn't hold up, but
I think it holds.
It's
up.
A good story. It's a good Christmas.
It
movie.
Holds up. Yeah. The animation's good.
I disagree, but okay.
Do
you know who plays the kid?
I don't.
Do you know?
Isn't Josh Hutcherson?
No.
Oh.
So what is it called with the
mocap?
The motion cap is Tom Hanks.
The voice.
Well, the older, like, wait, no. What?
Okay, anyways, the voice is Junie from Spy Kids.
Oh.
Huh.
Okay.
From whose voice?
Nice.
Spy Kids, Junie.
Yeah, I know, but who's...
The kid.
The boy? The main character the boy is voiced by a girl?
Junie.
Oh, no, Junie. Junie the boy. Okay, yes.
In Spy Kids.
Okay. yeah, okay, that makes sense.
I'm gonna give it a B tier. Did you say yours?
Yeah, what did I say? C? I don't remember.
I don't think... Yeah, I mean...
I said...
You say C?
Sure.
All right, this is a whole mixed bag here. We got S, A, B, and C. I mean,
I'd give it
a low A.
Yeah, it's fine.
Low A. Is that good to buy?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay. Now, It's a Wonderful Life. This one should all be, well, actually, no, it's a really old movie, so Tobias, I don't know what you think about this one, actually, and it's long. Well, it's not that old, is it?
I like Wizard of Oz.
What?
You do. what about It's a Wonderful Life?
Yeah, probably S tier.
Okay, good. Okay.
I really like this movie.
That's good. Maribel.
I've only seen it once, but I remember liking it.
Got it in 4K.
Ooh. Nice. Is it so? Is it color or black and white?
It has color for Blu-ray, but black and white is the 4K. Oh.
Nice.
I only watch it in color. You know how... I don't watch black and white movies. Ugh.
Yeah.
What? Same. What? Okay. I was literally about to say, Dubai, remember how we used to watch it in black and white? And I didn't know
I
had a color version.
I didn't. I know. I didn't like it. Black back when I had to watch it in black and white, it was like probably a D or F. But now,
what?
Now that it's in color, that's.
I refuse to see it in color. I've never seen. I've not seen it in color. I refuse to.
There's certain movies that are good in black and white, and that's just not one of them.
Which one is?
Okay.
Logan.
It's like the only thing you think of. Godzilla minus color.
Logan's the only Wolverine movie I've ever seen, and it's right after Trent and I got married, and he and all of his friends are like bawling their eyes out when he died. And
wow.
Okay.
Sounds about right.
That's hilarious.
Maybe. So Maribel, what did you give It's a Wonderful Life?
I'll give it an A.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, I learned how angels get their wings. I didn't know that before.
Yeah, I'll also give it an A. It is a good one. Very nostalgic, but.
Yeah. Wait, really? You wouldn't give it an S? All right. I thought this was going to be S all across the board.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But we're kind of in the middle.
Very low S.
Yeah, low S.
0.5.
Next one. Michael Keaton, Jack Frost.
Do you remember that one?
It becomes a snowman.
That's where he turns into a snowman.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
D.
Yeah. Do you remember? Or did you see it memorable?
I do, but I have to. So the story is the dad turns into the snowman?
Yeah.
And
it was a good story.
He's a terrible father.
It's just an older movie.
And he dies, and then comes back as a snowman and connects with his son.
It's not a good movie. What do you think, though?
I'd give it a B.
See, that's okay. What I think.
That's yeah, I know, not that.
I guess not the claymation Jack Frost. I don't know.
That one's sad.
Remember, it was a good story. Yeah, I guess I'll give it a C.
A father story.
I'll do a C, yeah.
I was going to, I was actually going to stick with a D. Michael Keaton's my favorite, but...
Because it's a good story, though.
He's
hardly
in the movie. Well, he's a snowman.
I guess he talks to them. I don't know. I remember watching it recently, and I'm like, I don't know if it's a good story. I can't
you
remember.
You also had the stomach flu.
Oh.
Well, so that's probably why you didn't like it.
I don't know. You said C. I'd say C as well. Rebecca, you said B?
Yeah.
All right. So it was like high C?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Does that sound good?
Mm-hmm.
Cuckoo? All right. Kind of, we got to get a little... Get going. Home Alone.
Okay, S tier for me.
S. Yeah. What was that, Maribel?
S tier for me.
Awesome. Maribel's first S tier.
S.
I like comedies. Like, I just laughed so hard with those movies.
Yeah. It's probably A.
What? Ah, I thought we would have a consensus here. Is that the right word? Who invited him? That is S tier across the board. That's probably number... That might be. It's, some days it's number one on my list for Christmas movies. I just think it's brilliant and it's great. If you sit there and start like picking apart the movie, yeah, it's pretty ridiculous. These guys would have died within the first prank, but
no, I think
they keep going on.
Or
the kid would have probably died. Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's a ridiculous premise. But I think it's a brilliant movie. Good story of redemption.
Mm-hmm.
Prince at the end, and it's a good movie.
It's what makes it fun, though, like the ridiculousness.
Yeah, no, it's definitely purposeful.
Yeah.
Right. So you're going to pull us down to by?
No, there's three S's in my A.
I know. It's still S. mid S.
Okay.
But it's not high S. It's not number one.
It's a good movie, but I don't get excited about it, you know?
Actually, sure. So that's our actually like our first S tier movie.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm sorry. It's a Wonderful Life as well. That we ranked that that was a low S. So we have Home Alone and then It's a Wonderful Life on their S tier ranking for all of us. Home Alone 2. Lost in New York. Donald Trump.
That alone makes it an S.
Home Alone.
I actually think I kind of like the second one more than the first. I hadn't seen it in a long time. And then we watched it
last year. Yeah.
And yeah. But I don't know if it'd be S tier though. It's kind of like, you know, Back to the Future 2. Back to the Future 2 is a little more fun because it's the future. And Home Alone 2, they're in the city. You know?
Sure.
Wow. There's like a lot more going on, I guess. I don't know.
Right. I'd say it's... Sorry, go ahead, Mirabelle.
That's the one with the pigeons? Like the lady with the pigeons?
Yeah. Yeah, Piers Morgan.
Okay.
What?
look at a picture of Piers Morgan and then look at the pigeon lady and don't tell me that's not the same person.
How do you spell Piers Morgan?
P-I-E-R-S Morgan, I think. Anyways, I'll just talk while you guys are looking that up. Home Alone 2 is like it's rehashing a lot of the same things, but I still think it's a great sequel.
Home Alone 2 is a great sequel.
They do look like.
Yeah.
Yes, they do.
What were you saying?
Anyways, I think Home Alone 2 is a great sequel. I think it's up there with the first one. However, it's like he kind of like forgets all the lessons he learns from the first one. And
yeah.
He's rehashed everything, but it's in New York. So you're right. He's a kid. He has to learn some more. But as far as Christmas movie and still great story, I watch it every year. S tier. I have it below Home Alone 1. I mean, because there's no Home Alone. There's no Home Alone 2 without Home Alone 1.
Yeah, so for sure.
I put that like below, but still at, you know, S tier.
So it's still.
You said A still?
Yeah.
It was still S tier for you?
Trent? Yeah.
Okay.
For me, yes.
I don't remember. I'll give it an S tier because I do enjoy the comedy on it. It's pretty funny. So I'll say S tier.
Yeah, S.
You give it S as well?
Yeah.
Good choice.
Thank you.
So high S.
Since bye. You're still
Mr. Scrooge.
Sorry, Maribel, did you say S?
Yeah.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, she said high S.
High S, nice. So I mean that's about it's, you know, neck and neck with Home Alone 1.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same.
But, yeah, that's what neck and neck. Oh, neck and neck means.
Oh, okay.
All these weird sayings. I'm just kidding. Weird.
I know you. All right. Another girly movie, sort of. White Christmas. Have you guys seen White Christmas? It's an old one.
No.
Okay. What do you give it?
I give it an S.
Okay. I feel like it's really long and boring.
It's a musical.
It's a musical.
To where I probably won't like it either.
But like I pre- yeah. It's like by C tier for me.
Bing Crosby, the father of Christmas.
That's true.
Music.
It's got good music. Yeah. So I'd say C though.
It has George Clooney's aunt.
Really?
Yeah.
Weird. That's funny. Super old.
Weird.
So give that.
All right. What's next?
A B. I did have Jim Carrey's Christmas Carol. Okay, Elf.
S.
Nice.
Maybe can't decide if maybe B. I don't know.
What?
He's really obnoxious. He's really obnoxious.
I feel like there was many years that it would have been like my favorite, but then like once all of like the, I don't know, coolness of it wears off, I would say it's probably like B, and that's generous.
It's still so cool.
It's still cool.
Still cool.
But it's just, all right, so what
you said B?
B.
All right, I say S. So
A.
That's like an, it's an A.
Give it an A.
Christmas, let's kind of rapid fire. Christmas with the Cranks. Have you guys seen that one?
Yeah.
Tim Allen.
F.
F?
Okay. I hate that movie.
That's fine. I guess it's not that great. It's like probably.
I'm stressed the whole movie.
It's like a B tier. It's fun.
Okay, what's Christmas Chronicles?
Oh, is that, are you asking? Oh, Christmas Chronicles. Have I seen that?
It's on Netflix. It's a Netflix original.
Oh, that's with Kurt Russell.
Did yeah.
And that was Kurt Russell.
Yeah.
That one sucked.
Yeah, yeah.
That was bad.
It wasn't too bad.
It was.
I can't remember. What do you put it by?
It's all right. It's fun to watch Kurt Russell, but the rest of the movie is kind of lame. Have you seen Violent Night? With David Harbour.
David Harbour. That one's actually kind of decent.
Yeah, that one's better than Christmas Chronicles. Christmas Chronicles is just very famous. Christmas Chronicles is like a fun movie. But, yeah.
Yeah.
Violent Night. We watched that for the first time last year. That was probably
so did we.
A or B.
Yeah, I mean, I want to go back and watch it, so. I mean, I'd probably give it a B.
I'd say B.
B. Nice. Sorry, what'd you say, Tobias? What'd you say it was? A?
Yeah, I said A or B. I can't remember it much.
I say A, so. Or no, sorry, I said B. It's a B, but we'll give it like a low A.
Have you seen the red one?
Red One, yeah. Like the movie that just came out?
Yeah.
Did you watch it?
No.
Oh, yeah, we did actually see
it. Oh, you did? The other
day. Yeah, yeah.
What'd you give it?
Rebecca's parents took the boys to see it.
I hope my mom's not listening. I'd give it like a C. Yeah,
she did like it.
Which one? I did enjoy it.
It's the one in theaters.
I'll never... No, sorry. I have no desire to ever watch it again. It was like... I don't know. Like, it's probably an F. There's not much, not much as far as like a Christmas movie that I like about it, except for J.K. Simmons as Santa Claus. Like that was cool, but he's hardly in it. So, I don't know.
Interesting.
Yeah. So you want to finish this off with the trifecta of the Santa Claus movies?
Yeah, sure. But I have one more at the end.
Okay. You want to say that for the end or do it now? Okay.
End.
Okay. The Santa Claus.
1, 2, and 3.
Oh, well, yeah, I mean.
Oh.
I don't know. Okay, let's rank. Where. All right, so Tobias, where do you put 1, 2, and 3 on an S tier list?
1, 3, 2, all S.
All S, even 3?
Yeah, especially 3. 1, 3, 2 is one's my favorite, 3, then 2.
I don't.
All okay. S tier.
Mine is 2, 2, 1, 3, and they're all S.
Mine's 1, 2, 3. I think the first one's just. Yeah, I mean, almost. I wouldn't say perfect, of course, but like it's great Christmas movie. And I'd give. You'd give them all S too?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean,
Super Marble things.
I don't even remember.
Which you don't ones remember them? Well?
Santa Claus movies.
They're my favorite.
Tim Allen.
My favorite.
But is that like his son? Oh, yes. I think I remember
you
now.
Remember them?
Yes.
Yeah, this guy.
This one. But I won't be able to remember what happens in 1, 2, and 3.
You liked them all.
Yes, I did like them all.
One is just kind of like it sets the scene of like what it's all about. Like,
yeah.
That he becomes Santa Claus and he has to take care of everything. And then 2, he has to get a wife. That's like the second clause. And it's like that. So so he has to get a wife. So he goes back, meets his wife, which is the girl from Lost. Remember her?
Mm-hmm. She was like the kid's principal or something.
Yep.
And then the third one is the one with Jack Frost, who
is, yeah,
that guy.
Martin Short.
Yeah. Yeah.
Short?
Martin Short.
What?
The
I don't think the actor. He's short.
Well, he is kind of short, actually. Oh. But his name is Martin Short.
Oh.
What do you mean I'm talking about? What do you think I'm talking about?
I just heard you say short.
I'll say A, just because I don't remember them too well.
Okay, I give the first two S tier, and then the third one is, I'll say A tier.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So that put, I mean, they're... It's an S tier trilogy of Christmas movies. The only one. Wow. Wait. There's no other Christmas movie trilogy, is there?
Mm-mm.
Wow.
And a TV That's show. Cool.
Well, oh, sorry. Never mind. That's not true. Home Alone, but I don't count the third one. And third one. A Christmas Story, I think, has a sequel now, but not trilogy, so.
There's no trilogies.
Give the crown to the Santa
Claus movies.
There's
lots of sequels, but usually the sequels don't do well.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
What's your last movie?
All right, I actually have two that I remembered another one. All right, Fred Claus.
Okay. Oh, I forgot about Fred Claus.
Definitely.
It's fun.
I would say it's probably my favorite movie, but I know there's part of the story that's kind of bad. I don't know what to call it. Part of the story is just not that great,
yeah,
but it's a fun movie. Damn. So it's probably my favorite.
That is a fun movie.
One of my two favorite.
Yeah, it is fun. It's a fun movie.
So that's S tier for sure. And then the other one is have you guys both seen it? Do you guys want to rank
Fred
it?
Fred Claus, yeah. Yeah.
I'd say B.
I'd say B as well. It's just not necessarily a go-to, but I do enjoy it. And yeah. I think it's good.
I love Vince Vaughn.
Vince Vaughn's funny, but it's not like in my top list.
And then Love Hard. Have you seen that?
Oh, yeah.
Love what?
Love Hard. So I figured out.
Hard or heart?
Hard. So I figured out what the title means. So in the movie, the girl really likes the movie Love Actually, and the guy really likes the movie Die Hard. So it's called Love Die Hard. So it's called Love Hard because it's Love Actually and Die Hard.
Nice. Yeah.
I figured that out the other day.
Wow.
Did you know that?
No.
It's one of BJ's favorite movies too. And
it's really fun.
Yeah, it's a really good movie.
It's on Netflix.
We'll have to watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah, really not fun. Seen it. So where do you rank it?
Probably S tier.
I'd say A.
Oh, wow.
Probably also nice. Not a great story, but...
It's it's just fun.
It's just a fun movie to just sit back and enjoy.
It's really funny, too.
Sweet.
Yeah, very funny.
Wait, do you guys have... What about Christmas Chronicles? Do you guys...
We already did that one.
We did?
Yeah.
I mentioned it.
I don't think everybody went around and said their ranking.
Oh, okay. But wait, do you guys like it?
F.
S?
Really?
Yes.
Rebecca gave it an F.
F?
I don't remember much about it, but I'd probably give it like a C.
We had a whole conversation about it.
I don't remember this. I think it's fun.
It's fun, but the story's not that great. I just like, my only thing that I like about it is... What's the guy's name?
Kurt Russell,
yeah. He's like the thing that I like the most about it. So yeah, it's like
I
C.
Feel like
it's like C.
Off-brand Santa Claus.
Mm.
It's like cool Santa Claus. It's like Santa Claus if he was cool. But also, which is also what I imagine the J.K. Simmons version is.
Yeah, and just based and going off of your comment. Kurt Russell was also in The Thing, and he's the thing that you like about the movie. But he's in The Thing.
Mm-hmm.
You said that. I was like, wait a minute. Sorry.
I get it.
So Rebecca has a question for us to finish this off. What do you want to ask us?
Okay, this question is for Trent and Tobiah. What is one movie you regret not putting on your top 10 list, and why is it La La Land?
Good one.
But no, I seriously want to know.
Tobiah, you go first.
Oh, I got to think about this for a minute. I know, okay, I do want to say there's a movie I'm offended that Trent didn't put on his list.
What?
Stanton. Like, wow. Oh, what a jerk. Right.
I should have. I know. What a jerk.
I know. I was on there. It was close. Didn't make the cut. All right.
I got to think about this for a minute.
I kind of got to think about it, too. I know there's a movie recently. Can you think of what it was?
No.
I know I've told you, like, hey, I should have put this on my list.
I do remember you saying that.
I mean, Rocky is always going to be mine, like, but we chose not to do franchises, and Rocky's turned into, like, a 8-9 movie franchise. But Rocky's definitely there. And there's one. I was trying to remember if it was Cinderella Man. I think it was. Because there was another boxing movie. I'm pretty sure it was Cinderella Man. And I was like, oh, I really want to put this on my list.
Is that the one?
Yeah. I think that was that was it. Now I think about it.
You should listen to my mini review of it.
Oh. I will do that.
Yeah.
I didn't know you had that.
Yeah. Mine would probably be Baby Driver.
Oh.
I really, really like that movie. Yeah,
I know mine.
That's a good movie. Because, I mean,
Gentleman
Broncos. The guy gets the girl. Oh, my gosh.
For me, it was really fun seeing. So, Isa Gonzalez.
Goodbye.
Do you guys?
I don't even know what you're doing.
Stalker. So, in Baby Driver, Isa Gonzalez. She's like the girl that's, you know, I grew up watching telenovelas where she was in it. So it was like really weird seeing her like in an American kind of movie, but it was really fun too. It was like, oh, wow.
Telenovelas are like soap operas.
Yeah.
Mexican soap operas. Yeah. Nice. So they're very dramatic, like soap operas.
Yeah.
So it's a very different kind of format.
There was a soap opera where she was like the main character, and during the time, people would always tell me that I looked like her, and I hated when people told me that. I'm like, I do not look like her. But
wait, the main girl from Baby Driver?
No, it's no, she's kind of Mexican. Well, she is actress. Mexican.
But, or Maribel is. Okay.
She's like the girlfriend of one of the bad guys.
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm.
I can't remember that guy's name. He's a really famous guy. I want to watch Baby Driver again now.
But it was after
John Hamm. It's his girlfriend, which is Darling.
Yeah.
The character Darling, which is Isa Gonzalez.
And it was the first time ever that I watched a movie. I was like, oh, I know her. I know who she is. That's Isa Gonzalez. And I was like, funny.
Was Cinderella Man yours, Trent?
Yeah, I'd say so. It's been a while, though, since I watched it, so I can't necessarily say that with confidence, but
it's really good.
Maybe Barnyard, too.
The Ice Age movies.
All right,
no, not Ice Age.
We're getting close to 2 hours on this thing.
Oh my gosh,
let's close it up.
Yes, let's close it up.
All right,
I guess we started a little bit after 7, but anyways, Tobiah, you want to close this out?
Yeah,
thank our wives for joining us.
Yeah, thank you guys for coming on. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
It's a fun special episode. I'm sure everybody will enjoy it that listens, and.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Thank you guys for listening. Remember, you can subscribe on our Patreon. We have lots of mini reviews there, and we have two movies that we've made that are on there to watch, and making a TV show, and we have all our podcasts on there easily to easily listen to, and just everything's right in one spot for you and makes it convenient and nice. And yeah, if you want to support us, head over there. Otherwise, remember to glorify God and watch good movies. We're out. Bye.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Yeah.
Yeah, filthy animal.
Cheers.
Bye.
Yeah.